Hey everybody, before we get into this great episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling, I'd like to remind you real quick, don't forget to rate this channel on whatever apps you're on, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening on. And also, don't forget, if you love my content and you know you want more bonus episodes and you know just more content in general, I have a new link, you know, you can follow. It's going to be a new subscription service. It's $5 a month. And, you know, you got access to more episodes. It's going to be, you know, just all the bonus episodes I do, you know, all through the week. And we got some stuff planned for it, too. You know, we're going to have some guests on there. You know, we're going to have just different wrestling shows on there where we're going to be talking about different stuff, old school wrestling, new school, you know, just everything. You know, we're just going to get more in depth in wrestling. So, you know, if you like wrestling and stuff like that and want to get more, you know, details and stuff like that and listen to some of the guest episodes and bonus episodes, don't forget to subscribe. And it's only $5 every month. And that's it. You know, it's that simple. You know, I just wanted to get into that before we get into this great episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. So I hope y'all have a good time and enjoy the podcast, and I will see y'all. Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, your boy BDC, and today is a kind of, it's going to be a different episode. You know, we're not going to have no introduction or, you know, nothing special, really. I really just wanted to get to the point of this episode. I wanted to give y'all more in-depth of what I've been going through and why I've been feeling the way I have, you know, and just give you just, you know, just something to let you know what I've been going through, you know, on why I haven't been really, you know, putting out two or three episodes a week. I've been putting out one. And, you know, trust me, I have a good reason, you know, and I got a few announcements at the end of this episode that, you know, I promise that, you know, you're going to be waiting for. You know, you can wait, you know, or you know what? Matter of fact, we'll get into why, you know, I've been the way I am, and then I will tell y'all, you know, the news. But for those of you know, or for those who know me, you know I lost one of my best friends. And, you know, he was a big part of wrestling, you know, phone calls, Texas, you know, text messaging, whatever you want to call it. You know, anything big that happened, you know, me and him used to always talk. And lately, I've been having this really, really bad feeling in my gut and just void. You know, I've been watching wrestling, you know, and have these ideals in my head. But, you know, I come home from work, and even on the weekend, you know, my head is not like really in it like I used to, you know. And, you know, trust me, by all means, like, this is not no done with the show or retiring or quitting for a month or a couple of days. You know, this is just me just being open and, you know, just something different. You know, I can sit here and cry and nitpick pay-per-views and shows and stuff like that, you know, and I will. We will get back into that, you know, on the next regular show. But, you know, to the point is, you know, he's been big in my life, you know, for just everything, but wrestling was a major part. And, you know, just watching wrestling, you know, I watch with my friends a lot and stuff like that. It just makes me think of them. And this is really hard to shake. You know, I thought maybe in a couple of months, you know, it'll be good. But I don't know. This is really, really hard to shake. And it's affecting, I notice, my podcast, my life, my just mental health, just in general, just, you know, my mom, you know, being sick a lot, you know, and being a diabetic and, you know, just kidneys is not well, you know, and me working a whole lot, you know, is just really, really taking a hold of me, you know, just my mental health and just the way I feel sometimes. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I wouldn't lie to you. Sometimes I feel like dog shit. Sometimes, and sometimes, you know, talking to certain friends or even sometimes watching a wrestling show helps a little bit, you know, or listening to music. But, like, you know, it's like with work, my mom being sick, you know, kidneys failing, losing my best friend, just, you know, I don't know. You know, I just don't know. You know, and like I said, I'm not giving up. And I don't want to be like, hey, I come back in another month. It's just the reason why I've been putting out, you know, a lot of content like that, you know. And I'd like to thank everybody for, you know, listening. You know, all 5 viewers, 10 viewers, you know, 40 viewers, 100 viewers. I'd like to thank all of y'all for, you know, for supporting, you know, for sharing, for rating my show on Spotify, Apple, whatever platform you're on. I appreciate y'all listening. You know, I love wrestling to death, you know, and it's kind of cheesy to say, but wrestling is what get me going. You know, that's my high, you know, that gets me, you know, hyped when I see good matches and just with my friends and stuff like that. But when you lose somebody and then you just got constant stuff going on around your life. And then, you know, for those who know, I've been, you know, with a foot injury and that's kind of taking a toll on me a little bit, going to work every day. It's been good, but it still hurts like hell some days. And, you know, and every time that hurts, my foot hurts really, really bad. You know, it causes me to have an okay day at work or a really, really bad day at work. And then it's like a domino effect. And then once that happened, I start thinking about my mom and, you know, she going to be healthy. And it goes to my best friend that I lost. And it's like everything hits me sometime at once. Like, you know, the term, when they say it rains, it pours, 100%. You know, so that's why I watch wrestling, you know, so much. And I love talking about it. But it's just really, really hard losing my best friend. And those nights, those long nights, 3-4 in the morning, texting about Undertaker and, you know, our Linda McMahon and Stephanie jokes and Vince McMahon jokes. And it's really, really hard on me. And, like, you know, when stuff big happened, man, you know, I would love to text him and, you know, got his opinion on that. And, like, people don't realize, like, you know, how good they got it until, you know, it's gone. You know, every wrestling fan, I would like to think, has a lot of good friends or a couple of friends that they could talk to and have, you know, small or I call personal jokes or only jokes that they'll understand. You know, like, people wouldn't understand, like, for example, like, that, you know, are me and his, like, Linda McMahon jokes and Stephanie jokes from, like, back in the day, Vince McMahon jokes. That's the only stuff that he would know you know, certain stuff I would say, you know, and it's hard to just close that part of my life, you know, just, it really hurts. And I argued with my mom and, you know, a couple of days ago about it. Like, some people just don't get it. Like, this is not me trying to get people to feel sorry or, you know, just basically just feel sorry. Like I said, you know, I think I'm always trying to make stuff about me. No, this is not about me. I put this podcast before me. You know, this is what I want to do. When I leave this earth, at least, you know, if I got 40 listeners, you know, at least I made 40 people happy about wrestling or wanted to know my opinion. You know, I don't, you know, I look at my views and stuff like that, but I'm not in it for the views. I'm not in it for the fame. I'm in it because I love wrestling. You know, I love wrestling, and that's what I do. You know, I love reading the stuff, you know, just talking about wrestling and what he said and the rumors. And even when I don't feel like talking about it, I love reading about it. But I'm going to go to the big news is I am working on an episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling, and it's going to be dedicated to my best friend, Avery. Everybody know who he is that know me. And I'm going to release it on his birthday in December. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. And I'm going to basically give you a story on how we started wrestling, how we became wrestling buddies and stuff like that. Sorry, drinking some water. But I'm going to, you know, basically tell you and, you know, how we got into wrestling, some of our jokes and stories and stuff like that. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do it in just one part or maybe do it in two parts. Maybe release them in two parts, maybe. I might do just one long episode, but my episodes tend to be like 20 to 30 minutes. And it depends on what I come up with and how much I want to say, you know, that determines how long that's going to be. So be on the lookout for that in December. It's going to come out the day of his birthday. And yeah, you know, I'm going to, you know, that's going to be pretty big and it's going to be very, very hard, but I want to do it. I don't want to do it for likes and comments. Well, not comments. You can comment, but I'm not trying to do this to get big or get more people. It's just, I feel like it's well deserved. Like, I feel like I could do something for his birthday, and that would be something that he would appreciate. You know, he can look down and, you know, at me and be like, that's cool. You know, you told our story, you know, and some of our jokes and inside jokes and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it'd be hard to do for me, but I do want to do it. You know, and if I get emotional about it and, you know, I don't care. You know, that's just what I do. You know, if it happens, it happens. But I want to tell everybody some good stuff. Maybe they can understand why, you know, the way I am, you know, and how I've been, what I've been going through, you know, and with my mom, you know, that's just going to stay that way, you know. Hopefully her kidneys get better. You know, I don't want to give too much personal information like that, but, you know, just keep my mom in mind and pray in prayers, you know. I know a lot of people that, you know, don't have a mom and wish they could have their mom still here. And I'm lucky enough to still have my mom. You know, my mom is in her 50s. So, yeah, you know, I'm very lucky to still have my mom, you know, that can still hang out and talk to and stuff like that. So, you know, I might not show it every single time, but I do appreciate my mom, you know, I wish he was a wrestling fan, so, you know, we could talk about wrestling more. But, you know, we did go to a WWE house show. One of my friends, Jimmy Davis, got us some front row seats in Cleveland. Really, really good night. One of the best wrestling experiences I had, you know, in a very long time. And, you know, that's always a moment I could share with my mom, you know, and I got videos and stuff on my Instagram, you know. So, you know, that always means something to me. But, yeah, that's about it. That's all I want to talk about. You know, announce my big episode about my best friend. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of wrestling talk on there. That's coming later next month, like I said, in December. So keep an eye on that. And, yeah, you know, I'll probably do another episode very soon about my, you know, opinions on what's going on in the wrestling world. But I want to step aside from the wrestling world and talk about me for once and let people know what I'm going through, you know, just to let you know, give you an insight on why I'm not like super excited and putting out a bunch of episodes. I'm sorry. I'm still putting out episodes every week. This is still an episode. And, you know, trust me, I'm fighting to get back to how everything was. You know, it's not going to be never the same 100%. But, you know, next week is going to be a fresh week. And, yeah, you know, I got a lot of stuff, you know, on my mind. But that's why, you know, you haven't seen me go crazy with a lot of episodes and stuff like that. But, yeah, but before we get out of here, I want to thank everybody. You know, don't forget to rate the channel. And, you know, thanks again for all the, you know, all the plays and, you know, shares and stuff like that. You people know who you are. I appreciate it. And yeah, next week we'll get back to normal wrestling talk with a lot of articles and stuff like that. And we'll talk about some stuff in wrestling. But before we go, one last thing I want to talk about. The match of the week. It is the end of the week. The match of the week, hands down, is Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory at the Survivor Series War Games. Pay-per-view was really, really good. I give my opinion more on that next week. You know, but match of the week, hands down, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory. They tore their house down. I will never forget that match, you know, this year. Maybe next year I'll be still talking about how good that match was. Like, really, really good stuff. I like the way they ended it. I like the curb stomp jumping off Theory to Bobby Lashley. It's a bunch of good spots in that match. But, yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure I give y'all the match of the week. And, you know, yeah, at least I gave y'all a match of the week, you know, from everything I've been going through. But I will see y'all next week on the next episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. We are wrestling.